Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Well, I was on hold and waiting for you guys to talk to me. Jaden Daniels is FaceTiming me, so I had to tell him, oh, I got to go on this show. I'll get back to you when I get off the show. So,
come on, coach.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, let's find out who he was talking to 5 minutes ago. Was it Jaden again? Was it Ricky Pearsall? Was it Brandon Ayuk or, I don't know, door number four?
Never know.
I don't know. There's only one way to find out. Joining us again here for the first time this season on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game, the coach, Herm Edwards, who, by the way, has recently signed on to do more, just more time with ESPN, which is good for all of us because we get to watch him talk on football. Congratulations, coach.
Well, thank you. My wife keeps putting me to work. She says, no, you can't retire yet. Just go on back to work. I said, okay, that's what you want me to do.
You got to be careful about sitting around that house with nothing to do, right?
Yeah, well, we're paying tuition in Texas for both our daughters, so I get it. I understand it.
That'll do it. Joining us here on the River Islands guest line, it is Coach Herm Edwards. Coach, love your perspective on all things, but let's start with just kind of an overall initial thought on what you see with the 49ers, considering all of the adversity they've faced with injuries, including one to their quarterback so far.
Well, a champion mindset. There's no doubt about that with all the injuries, and they still sit at 2-0. And it's a division where everybody's 2-0 except Seattle. And it's looking to be, this is going to be a really nice division, a competitive division. But you said it when you think about all the injuries going into it. And obviously Mac Jones just playing outstanding, but he had almost 300 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no turnovers. And, you know, I can't say enough about the runner. You know, it's always McCaffrey. I mean, when you get him going, that offense seems to play well. And defensively, they've done a nice job. Salah's back there now, and I think they're comfortable with him being the defensive coordinator. I think that gave this team a spark, especially on the defensive side of it. So they're sitting good. You know, they got to get healthy, but hey, when you're 2-0 and you don't have all your players, that's good football.
One of your former players is still out, Brandon Ayuk, and another one, Ricky Pearsall, has absolutely been flashing here early on in the season. What have you thought of Ricky here in his second year?
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, he's a workaholic, and I told John and him that. I said, hey, you got to protect Ricky from Ricky. I said, because he's full speed every day in practice. You know, he just loves to compete. And you got to protect him from himself because he has that mentality of how he plays and how he practices. I mean, he practices like it's a game. You know, he's that kind of kid. And you love the success of all those guys, you know, the guys that I had over at Arizona State. Chase Lucas was there, too. I don't know if Chase is still on there on the team or not, but he was another guy we had. He was one of the defensive players that we had on that side of the ball.
Indeed, he is still with the 49ers, Coach. Yeah. And do you talk to either of them still? Have you had any recent conversations with Ricky or Brandon?
I have not. You know, I've kind of left them alone. I don't bother them during the season. If I see something, obviously, I give them a little call. You know, I got guys all over the place. You know, I heard in the commercial before that it was Jaden. It's interesting. You know, it got a lot of guys. We had a lot of guys on that football team, a lot of good players. You know, Jack Jones, obviously, the other corner that played the opposite of Lucas was, you know, he's in the league. I mean, he's – so, you know, we had a lot of good guys on that football team. And I'm liking their success in pro football. And it's fun for me to watch them.
Herm, the Brandon situation is a tricky one. After everything over the last 12 months or so, obviously, contract negotiations that were difficult, an almost trade, now a major injury, and he's very high priced. But then there's Ricky there as well. Like, how do you sort of foresee this going later on in the year once he comes back?
Well, I mean, you know, again, he's a guy that loves playing football. I know this is bothersome to him that he's not able to help this football team win games. But the good part is, you know, they're finding ways to win, and they're not at full strength. And that's, you know, that's good coaching. That really is. It's good coaching. I mean, there's a reason. I always tell guys, you know, it's funny. I've been in the NFL a long time. I said, you know, there's a reason guys are starters. It's not because you're, you know, pulling them out of the hat. They're your best players. And when you lose those guys and you can still win, that says a lot about your organization. And it says a lot about your coaching staff. Because you can make an excuse when you start losing guys and say, well, we're playing with the backup guys. Well, let me tell you something. In the NFL, you're going to play with some backup guys because guys get hurt, you know. And when you lose some key guys, can you still win? So that just provides energy. You know, winning provides energy. And when you can do it, you know, you're not at full strength and you're going to wait till these guys come back. Because, you know, this league is a what? It's a league right now when you think about it, guys. There's 10 teams that are 2-0. There's 10 teams that are 0-2. And there's 12 teams that are 1-1. But, I mean, that's the National Football League. Now, 4 weeks from now, okay, then all of a sudden it starts separating. The team starts separating. You can start figuring out who's who.
How tough are these division games, especially this early in the year? You know, the Niners already had Seattle. Now you've got Arizona. Yeah. You got that familiarity with players and systems. How much tougher does it make this game having to be early in the year against a divisional team?
Well, it makes it tough in the sense in the fact that you're not at full strength. That's the tough part. You know, and this division is very competitive. I mean, you know, we know who the Rams are, right? The Cardinals are the sneaky one. I talk about them a lot. I say, you know, that Cardinal group over there, they're kind of sneaky, man. They're a hard out. I mean, they got a good runner, and that Connors fella, and then they got Benson and Kyler Murray. You know, he's hard to tackle, man. He's hard to get on the ground. You know, he's a shifty little guy. You know, he runs around and makes plays. Defensively, they do a nice job, you know, so – this is a team that, you know, because they're in Arizona, the Cardinals, you know about Seattle, okay, the Rams, you know. I mean, these guys used to be in the East. You know, this is the St. Louis Cardinals. They played in the NFC East back when I played, and now they're in the West, right? So I get it, they're in Arizona. But they're a team that you don't talk about the Cardinals a lot, but they're a good football team.
Herm Edwards joining us here, the coach on 95.7 The Game, Willard and Dibbs. Herm, I'd really love to explore sort of the mind of a coach as you approach game day with questionable players. Like, my perception of Kyle Shanahan is that they're not looking at this Brock Purdy injury through the lens of, well, it's a division game, or it's only week three, or let's be cautious. Is it more just a robotic thing? Hey, doctors, tell me if he's good or he's not, and if he's good, he's in. Is it that simple for the coach? How do you guys do it?
Yeah, well, the coach and knowing Coach Shanahan and John there as a GM, you're going to protect players from yourself, right? Because you know, you don't want them to come back too soon because there's a lot of football left. And it's important. This is a division game to get all that. But there's a lot of football left. I mean, there's, you know, you got a lot of football left. So you want to make sure that you protect the players from yourself. And if a guy, you know, I always say this. I used to tell players this. there's a difference from between being hurt and injured. When you play in a National Football League, last time I checked, you're hurt all the time. You're always hurting. Your body hurts. It don't feel good. It never feels good. You know, it feels good when you go to training camp and you've got all summer off and you've been running around, you feel good, and then all of a sudden you start playing football, your body hurts. So when you're a hurt player can play, injured player can't play because the injured player can't protect himself. And there's that fine line you look at, you know, is he hurt or is he injured? And that's the conversation you have with the physical, you know, with the physicians and the doctors, and that's what you talk to the player about. Hey, man, are you injured or are you hurt? There's a difference.
Yeah, and it is a fine line, especially with something like turf toe, which is apparently what he has. And if it's getting better, is it better enough? And as a coach, Herm, how do you go through that preparation week where your starter is a maybe and your backup's good to go? How do you split the reps and how do you devise the game plan not knowing?
Well, you figure that if the guy is hurting, he's probably not going to play the whole game. You got to protect him from himself. And so you know he's going to be limited. How many reps can I get out of this guy? Is he a situational player all of a sudden? Now I got to get the other guy ready, right? And that's what you do. And it's just you got to find that fine line in between how many reps do I give him? Situational football, that's what he's going to be. I'm going to get him in. I'm going to get him. If I can get him in the game, 20 plays, put 20-plus plays. And then you got to get the other guy ready. So the other guy's taking most of the reps. The veteran guy ain't taking that many reps. Because why? You don't want to wear him down. You want to get him to the game, right? And then you'll see if the game plays on, you know, obviously, you know, you see how he feels and you want to make sure you can protect yourself.
Coach, I'm interested in your thoughts on Mac Jones after that performance. And you know how public narratives work. And so the idea this week is, wow, yet another example of put somebody with Kyle Shanahan and you're going to get the best version of that quarterback. But maybe it's only one game. Like, what did you see, and do you believe that Mac would be consistently a better player than he's been under Kyle Shanahan?
I'll say this. When I heard that he was going there, I went, really? Right? I mean, there's probably some other people said, really, too? Really? Okay. And, you know, and then you say, well, you're going to be the backup. Then all of a sudden he had to play. And you go, oh. And now he's played. You go, oh, okay. Well, look, I talked about this earlier. I was on a couple shows earlier today. I said, you know, the failure of the quarterback, when you think about quarterbacks, and you think about our league, it's a league of resilience and resurrection for a lot of quarterbacks. They go to other places, and all of a sudden you go, really? The one I think about and I laugh at every week is Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield. Last year, this guy threw 41 touchdown passes. They couldn't wait to run him out of Cleveland. Right? And all of a sudden, this is Baker Mayfield, every time I turn around, he wins a game. Last week, he has the ball at the end. I said, he's going to find a way to beat these guys. And he wins again. And a lot of it has to do with the quarterback and who's the play caller. You might have all these plays on this list. You know, he had that long list of plays. And I used to laugh at the offense. I got all these plays, situation. And I used to tell those guys before the game started, I said, coach, just call the good ones, okay? Just call the ones that work. Right? Coach, I got – no. Just call the good ones that work. That's all you need to do. And then call the ones where the quarterback can be successful. Every quarterback's different. And how you handle them, and Kyle's done a fabulous job, says something. Right? I mean – Daniel Jones, how about the guy in with the Colts?
Yeah.
Danny Dimes.
Daniel Jones.
They're 2-0, the Colts. And you're like, really? Danny Dimes? I mean, that's they call him in New York, Danny Dimes. And all of a sudden they run him out. And he's 2-0 with the Colts. And you go, oh, okay. It's just fun to watch.
Danny Dollars now, am I right?
Oh, boy.
Coach, why the way you said that makes me think your initial thought when Mac was signed to the 49ers was one of surprise. Why did that match surprise you?
Because, you know, you just kind of watch a guy and you go, really? But then you go, you know, he's in a system that, you know, he's got a good coach. And, you know, he's got a good team. And there's all he has to do, you know, it's funny. It's All you got to do is drive the car, man. Just drive the car. Keep it, you know, stay in the speed limit, drive the car. Don't do anything extra, and this will work. And sometimes these quarterbacks, because they've been beat up in their career, they've been to a couple places, they've probably been through every system in the history of mankind, they go to a place where all of a sudden kind of the play caller matches the things he can do well and goes, okay, we're only going to run this. We're not going to run all these plays. We're just going to run these for you. And all of a sudden the guy gets some confidence, and then because he's talented. I mean, look, when you get drafted that high, you're talented. But, you know, a lot of times talent can be a curse, you know, if you don't play up to the talent or you're in a system that doesn't allow you to do that because whatever reason. So it's just when they signed him, I went, Mac Jones, that's interesting, right? And I said, well, he's the backup guy. And all of a sudden he's playing. I'm going, oh, boy, he played really good. He threw two touchdowns. He didn't turn the ball over. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, the system, you're right, and I was just wondering about Kyler Murray now in his third year with Jonathan Gannon. How much has that system and that coaching change helped him become a better player?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, and you know, you guys have the 49ers have a perfect example, a system, right? Okay, think about it this way. And I'm going back, and I'm going to date myself. Okay, Bill Walsh, go San Francisco. He's got the system. He got Joe Legend. Joe Montana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, from Notre Dame. Right. Joe Montana gets in the system and he goes, oh, man, wow. Look at this. He's bop, bop. But then they got this other guy on the bench that eventually takes Joe's place. And I know this because Joe comes to us when I'm a coach now at Kansas City. Well, it's Steve Young. But Steve Young's a little bit more athletic than Joe. Not killing Joe, but he's a little more athletic, can run a little bit. And you go, how's this going to work? Well, it worked. Did a little bit, did some things a little bit different with Steve using his athleticism. But the system was still in place. And I ain't calling, I'm going to call some more ease for him than I did for Joe, right? And that's what good coaching is about, in my opinion.
You just jogged my memory here, Herm, when you're talking about being with the Chiefs when Joe Montana arrives there. Like what? Yeah. And remember there was that famous game pretty much right away where Joe faces the 49ers and beat the 49ers. Like, can you take us back to the sideline and maybe something that he said or felt at that time?
And I used to mess with him all the time, right? Because we kind of cross over. I was a young coach. I played against Joe. When I was with the Eagles in San Francisco, so I knew Joe, you know, and I knew this was going to be a big. I was a secondary coach. I knew it was a big game, you know, and we knew we were playing for. And he was very calm all week, you know, and it was just kind of one of them games. And look, 49ers were a good team, but Kansas City was good too. Now, I mean, we're pretty good. I mean, we got to the AFC Championship game against the Buffalo Bills, and then all of a sudden, Bruce Smith came around the corner. And nobody blocked him. He hit Joe. Joe hit the turf, and I went, we're done. We were done.
Buffalo Bills won the Super Bowl. That was it. You know, and remember, that team in Kansas City, we also had Marcus Allen. Because Marcus Allen, you know, he for some reason, Al got tired of Marcus. He didn't want him anymore, and, you know, he ended up coming to us. You know, so we had Marcus Allen and Joe Montana, and all of a sudden we had a great defense because we had Derek Thomas and Neil Smith, and we had some great defensive players. You know, but we didn't have – we had an offense. It was kind of okay. But then all of a sudden we got Marcus Allen and we got Joe Montana. We said, oh, man, we got a shot. And we had a shot.
I mean, just hearing you talk in the old days,
so great.
And the old ball coach comes out of you, Herm. What do you miss the most about doing it? I know there's some things I'm sure you don't miss at all, but what do you miss the most about being a football coach?
Just being with the guys, right? Because when I was a coach – and look, coaching is great, but nothing matches playing, guys. Nothing. Nothing even, not even close. Not even close. Playing, when you're in the huddle with the guys, oh boy. You know, and I was in the huddle for 10 years with those guys in Philly now. That was like, man, this is really good now. And the next step, you know, if you want, I'm indebted to football. And I knew when I got done, I said, I'm giving back the knowledge I have to football. To the players I want to coach. And that's the fun of it, watching guys grow as players. And you know, when they walk in the room and, you know, you've played, and there's a sense of when you talk to them, it's like, hey, man, you need to do this. They kind of listen to you a little because they go, yeah, he played. Not saying you know more than the coach that didn't play, but when you've played and you actually played on the grass at that level, they kind of look at you like, okay, I got it, coach. I said, just do this, right? That was the fun for me. It's nothing like coaching now. I mean, it's a blast, but nothing comes close to playing, guys. Ain't nothing come close to playing that. Tackle football? Oh, man, ain't nothing come close to playing.
Coach, how soon after you said you play to win the game did you know that something that was like viral, memorable, one of the most famous quote, like how soon did you know
Play to win the game.
But this was going to stick.
Yeah, I had no idea, guys. Here's the funny story about this whole deal. So our first year, we get in the playoffs. I'm with the Jets. Second year, we're struggling. And I make the quarterback change. And we got a press conference on a Tuesday. And, the players aren't there on Tuesday. They're off. You know, you got a press conference. And somebody was getting ready to ask me the question of, basically, is the team going to quit, right? And before they could even get to that, I said what I said. And I've only said it one time, to be quite honest. I said it that one time. I've never said it again. When I started, say it on TV. No, I said it one time. I don't have to say it anymore. Everybody else says it now. I don't have to say it anymore.
And I can't stop saying it.
I say it on the Tuesday. You know, I say it on the Tuesday. And so, you know, I'm at work. Coaches work till late at night. You know, you get home 12 o'clock, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, and I walk in, and my wife answers the door. She says, what did you do? I said, what are you talking about? I said, what are you talking about? She said, it's everywhere. People are calling. I said, what are you talking about? You know, the rant. And I looked at her, and I said, oh, that? Because that was like at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, right? And I'm tired. I want to go to bed. And I said, and then I looked at her, I said, was it good? She said, oh, it was good. I said, good. So the next day, you know, the players come in, and I'm going to have the team meeting. And I go to the team meeting, I go to the podium, and I'm getting ready to talk. And Chad Pennington stands up. He said, coach, I got something. I said, what you got, Tim? He looks at me, and he says, coach, we heard what you said. And I looked at him, and I looked at the team, I said, are we good, boys? We're good, coach. I didn't have a meeting. I say, go to your position groups. We're good. We won the division.
Outstanding.
You never had to say it again, especially since all of us. All
I
of
never
us.
Said
all,
it.
Yeah, that.
I,
and
I
all
literally
us,
never said it. I won't say it.
We all have the. We all have the clip, Herm. It's okay. We can play it.
I know. And you know what? It almost haunts you because even today, when I go places, hey, coach, you and I go, I know, you're getting ready to say it. Right. I got it, and I know.
I get it. Oh, I mean, gosh. so many less famous people got tabbed with just the one saying, too, but at least you've been able to do a million other things.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Hey, guys, football, let me tell you something. I am very fortunate to spend my life in football, from high school to college to professional, and now on television, get to talk about football. Man, look here, I'm liking Disney. You know when you go to Disneyland, you get that e-ticket, you ride all the rides? I'm blessed, man, and I love football. I love the game of football. I love what it's all about. I love the huddle. That's the most important thing in football. Football-like life is about a huddle. And when you walk in that huddle with those other 10 guys, your teammates, that's a special deal, guys. And I tell people all the time, man, that huddle is powerful, man. And it's powerful in life, too. You know, the friends you choose and the people you associate with, I said, that's your huddle, man. And make sure you're in a good huddle. Because when you're in a good huddle, there ain't nothing like it.
I'm ready to go play. I don't know about anybody else. I'm ready to just fly through my computer right now. Coach, great to listen to you, man. Thank you for doing it.
I appreciate you guys. God bless.
Herm Edwards, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.